This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Chaf Beis. We're toward the end of Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said that if you want to be mafsik and answer Kaddish or Kedusha between Shemana Esrei and Yul HaRatzon, you do not, because Yul HaRatzon is part of Tefillah, but between Yul HaRatzon and other Tachnunim, you can. So you can't even be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha until you say Yul HaRatzon. However, the Ramah says, that's in a place where they say Yul HaRatzon right after the Tefillah, but if they usually say Tachnunim before Yul HaRatzon, so if you could be Mafsik for Tachnunim, you could be Mafsik for a Kaddish and Kedusha. So in other words, even though the Mechaber says you cannot be Mafsik before Yul HaRatzon, that's if they always say Yul HaRatzon right after. But if they say Tachnunim before, then you could be Mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. And in these places, in our locations, we are mafsik with Elai Kai Netzar before Yul HaRatzon, and therefore you could be mafsik even for Kedusha and Kaddish and for Baruch Hu, even if you don't say Yul HaRatzon. However, the Mechaber continues, Umiyu. Haragel loymer tachnunim achet tefillah, say one who is accustomed to saying tachnunim after his tefillah, if the Shliach Tzibor began to be Masadar Tzvilah, v'yigia l'kadosh or l'kedusha, and he reached Kaddish or Kedusha, mekatzer v'oila, he should abbreviate his Tzvilah. V'imloy kitzer, if he did not, yachal hafsik, he could interrupt, k'derach shemafsik b'vracha shol kriya shema afil b'emtza, just like you're allowed to be mafsik in the Berchos kriya shema in the middle. So in other words, if you usually say tachanunim, hurry up your Shemana Esrei so that you could say the full Kedusha. But if you don't, you could still be mafsik. Now, just to speak out, the Mishnah Berurah had a kasha yesterday where when the Mechaber said that after Yul HaRatzon everything goes, so the Mishnah Berurah was bothered. Everything goes as you can even answer Amen to a regular bracha. But the Mechaber just says that the dinim are like being mafsik beberchas krishma. And presumably the Mechaber here at the end of the Siv is talking about where you said Yul HaRatzon. So the Mishnah Berurah said the end of the Mechaber is talking about someone who's ragil to say tachnunim. See, if you're ragil to say tachnunim, they become keva, and it's part of Shemana Esrei. So bottom line is that for us, I think we always say Elai Kai Netzar. If you're going to say, even if you say Yul HaRatzon, you can't answer Amen. You know that? In Elai Kai Netzar, even if you said Yul HaRatzon, you cannot answer Amen. You can only answer the big answers. You can answer Kedusha and Amen to Hakel HaKadosh, even though you've said Yul HaRatzon. Many people think once you say Yul HaRatzon, it's free territory. You could answer whatever you want. You could answer Mish Gemacha Kaitav Hu Gemacha Kaitav Sela. No. Pal, you're still Middle Shemana Esrei. You say Elai Kai Netzar every day. You're still tied down to Shemana Esrei. The only allowance we make is for. Is that better? The allowance we make is for the Kadosh for Kedusha and Amen Yehishmei Rabba. Okay, so let's see Siv Katan Hey in the Mishnah Berurah. Umihu. See, here he spells this out. Gamze Mari HaMechaber Kishvar Amar Yul HaRatzon. We're talking here when the Mechaber said that you should speed up your Shemana Esrei. That's don't think, okay, I said Yul HaRatzon, so I'll answer Amen Yehishmei Rabba, I'll answer Kadosh, and then I'll go back to my Tachnunim. No, even though you've already said Yul HaRatzon, you should still expedite the Shemana Esrei to be able to be finished the Shemana Esrei to answer Kedusha. Because if you didn't say Yule Ratzon, the Mechaber would not be Mekel that you could answer Kedusha. Because he holds, you're now to be Mafsik before Yule Ratzon. Vahai Umihu, this Umihu Asoif Dvarav, the Mekatzva Oila Koi. He's going on his end, the end of his words, meaning Veroy Tzolaymer. Dafa Pisha Amar Medchila, Debain Yule Ratzon, Lashar Tachnunim, Shaper Dami Lahafsik. That even though he said in the beginning that between Yule Ratzon and other Tachnunim, you're allowed to interrupt. So you'll say, okay, great. I will say Yule Ratzon. I'll say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. I'll say Baruch Kavod. And then I'll continue on my Tachnunim. I have a lot of Tachnunim to make. My baseball team, my football team, my hockey team, my basketball team, my college football team, and all the important things that I'm a spala for. So maybe you could do that. Pal, no. Put away your laundry list of things that you daven for, all the chaylim, all the shaduchim, and finish Shemayna Esrei, and answer Kedusha when you're done. It's not lechatchila to rely on you, l'ratzayin, answering Kedusha back to Tachnunim. Finish your Shemayna Esrei, say your Kedusha, and after davening, take out all your laundry lists. By the way, you need to update those papers. Those papers are so old already. Okay, half those people are either are married or in the Olam HaEmes, you know? So you need to update the list. But don't elongate the Shemayna Esrei at the expense of Kaddish u'Kedusha. Okay? It's better to abbreviate and take the three steps back. I said Yularatzah, the Afal Pishamar Yularatzah, Mikamakam Kozman Shloi Pasa, if I didn't take three steps back, Heve Ka'omed Lefnei HaMelech, it's like standing before the king. You're still tied down. That's why we learned earlier that the Dershu brings that it's usur to pass by or to sit opposite someone who finished Shemayna Esrei and didn't take three steps back. That's why you're now at a spit in Mil Shemayna Esrei, even if you finished and you didn't take the three steps back. We said if you forgot Yalav Yavai, Madvarim Yafim B'itai, tonight's Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot Yalav Yavai in Shemayna Esrei, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you finished, you go back to the beginning of Tefillah, the Shaar Tzion says, if you normally say Yule Ratzayin a second time, it's like you didn't finish, and therefore you could go back to Ritzay. You hear this? Very interesting halacha. So, don't forget Yalav Yavai. Marav is very hard. Yalav Yavai, Marav is very difficult. If you forget, anyway, you don't go back in Marav. Yeah, but let's say in Shachris, if you normally say two Yiul Ratzayins and you remembered after the first, before the second, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei because you're still considered in Shemayna Esrei. Okay.
This whole siman is discussing the first Yiul Ratzayin. Is that added later? Is that part of davening or not? Like, if you say it or not, it's in the Siddurah. The Siman is assuming it's there, it's not there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Ramah introduced that this din, that you're not allowed to be mafsik between Shemayna Esrei and Yule Ratzayin, right? The Mechaber started off. If you want to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, you can't, because Yule Ratzayin is part of the Tefillah. The Ramah is telling us that no, the Ramah does not introduce the second Yule Ratzayin. So where does the second Yule Ratzayin come from?
The first one, I assume.
I'm sorry, the first one?
When he says Loimer Yularatzin Miyad Achar Tefillah, he's referring to that one?
No. Where? Which one? What?
No, right at the beginning of the Ramah when he says V'dafkum Rishonagim Loimer Yularatzin Miyad.
That means no. That the Ramah is still in the world that there's only one Yularatzin. The Mechaber.
There's no Alekainetzar in that world.
Right. That's in the world of before Alekainetzar. Right. So in other words, if you read the early noisei kein. In other words, you learn the Mechaber Amah, you learn a Gemara Mechaber Amah, you never encounter a second Yul Ratzon. Either they say Yul Ratzon is for sure part of is the last part of davening. Yul Ratzon is very important tefillah. It has 10 words and 10 yuds, and it has a lot of power to it. But we never encountered. You won't encounter two Yul Ratzons. What the first Yul
of the second Yul Ratzon?
What?
What's the first source for the second Yul Ratzon?
Or you mean like the first one? You mean the one that we add before Lekainitzar? Which one?
You're saying some sort of historical thing that,
yes,
you know, at one point you,
yes,
had two Yul Ratzon. So when did the second Yul Ratzon come into play? In the 1700s, 1800s? Who introduced it?
I don't know. I can't tell you the history of it. However, if I'm not mistaken, the Gra does not subscribe to the saying the first Yul Ratzon. However, the Achronim do. In other words, what the first Yul Ratzon is it's a trick. It's a trick to be able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. In other words, Rama said that the din you're now to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. One second. Right, the Mechaber said, "Bein Yul Ratzon l'Shar Tachnunim Shaper Dami." I mean, the Ramah says the din that you're not allowed to say any tachnunim before you say Yul Ratzon is in a place where all they said was Yul Ratzon, but in a place that they say Aleikai Netzar, you could be mafsik even for Kaddish and Kedusha. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Rama. Listen carefully. The Mechaber said before you say Yul Ratzon, you can't be mafsik for any for anything, even for Kaddish and Kedusha. That's how we hold. Until you say a Yul Ratzon, you can't be mafsik for anything. Comes Rama, and the Rama says, well, if any way you say Aleikai Netzar, so you're mafsik for those tachnunim, you can be mafsik for Dvar Mishab Kedusha. Yeah? To that, the Achroinim come and say, you know what? Don't rely on that. Don't rely on the fact that anyway you're being mafsik for tachnunim, so you can be mafsik for Dvar Mishab Kedusha. It's better to say an additional Yul Ratzayin. Now, the danger of that additional Yul Ratzayin is that, let's say, on Erev Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur, when you're saying Vidoy, and Vidoy is supposed to be part of Shemone Esrei, you've, for all intents and purposes, cut it off from Shemone Esrei by adding that Yul Ratzon. So there's a tzad that, let's say, you need to add to Shemone Esrei important things. There's a tzad not to say that first Yul Ratzon. But that first Yul Ratzon is later Achroinim. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say who. Look, it's in Sivkat and Gimel. Toiv, Loimar, Yul Ratzon, Koyin Tachnum, Ve'achreihem. Right? It's a Toiv. Who is it? Achroinim. Who are the Achroinim? You want me to guess what century that started in? The 18th century. But that's a guess. I don't know. I don't know the year that was recommended. Meaning it's in response to the Ramah. The Ramah created a heter that if any way you say Aleikai Netzar, then you could say you could answer Dvar Mishab Kedusha. So Achroinim say, you know what, okay, it's a good chiddush, but we're not sold on the chiddush. Just say another Yul Ratzon.
Is it because now, like, kind of sort of now, because it's part of our Shemone Esrei, it's no longer like Yish Noy again, it's part of Shemone Esrei, so therefore we have to, I mean, you have to say the first Yul Ratzon now.
The what?
I mean, I would assume the reason for the first Yul Ratzon is because the kind of sort of now part of our Shemone Esrei.
The reason to say the first Yul Ratzon is because again the Ramah said, what's the reason to say Yul Ratzon? Not to rely on this idea that, well, you're being mafsik anyway for tachnunim. You're saying maybe because the tachnunim become keva, and therefore, you just because you're mafsik for them, you can't be mafsik for Dvar Mishab Kedusha?
Yeah, didn't we say something?
That was Mishabrus of Katan Aleph, meaning why does the Mechaber in the end say it only has a din of Be'emtza, Kriya Shema, in the beginning? He says you could answer anything. The answer is because once, the Svara that you're saying, that since we say Elokeinu Tzar regularly, therefore you're still tied down. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. That in other words, the advantage of saying Yilu Ratzain is not just because we don't want to rely on the Ramaz Chiddush. Well, if you're mafsik for Tachnunim, you can mafsik for Shal Kedusha. It's because the Tachnunim have become Keva. So since they become Keva, you're more tied down. You're more tied down. So therefore, you say the Yilu Ratzain to give you some breathing room to be cut off. Yeah? Yeah, I agree. In other words, he doesn't say, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say why it's Toiv Loimar Yilu Ratzain. Presumably, it's because it makes it easier to interrupt. What's the challenge of interrupting? Maybe because Elokeinu Tzar has become Keva. Okay. Sivkatan Vav, Makatzer Va'ila, the Hainu Shemavsik.
Someone is davening Be'achidus.
Yeah.
Someone's davening already missed Kedushi. Finish Yishman Esri after Kedushi. So he doesn't gain by saying the first Yulah Rasai.
I don't think he gains. It's there just to help you be able to answer things.
You don't need to, so don't bother.
I guess it depends. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say what the reason for the toiv is. Let's see.
And if he accidentally doesn't say it...
Unless there's a reason that you say Yulah Ratzain in order to say Tachnunim. Meaning, what right do you have to say Tachnunim before you take three steps back? You're still in Middle Shema Esrei. How can you just say Tachnunim?
You can say the Middle Shema technically...
Yeah, technically, but who says you could say them now? You're still in the middle of Shemana Esrei. In other words, what's...
The Mishnah Berurah said he could say it now. He said it before. The Mishnah Berurah says he could say the Tachnunim after.
That's if he said Yulah Ratzain. But maybe in order to say Tachnunim...
The Ramah says, Makam Shinagin Leimer Tachnunim Koidim Yulah Ratzain. There's obviously such a minhag.
Yeah, but to that, the Mishnah Berurah responds, it's not a great minhag. It's better to say Yulah Ratzain first. In other words, what's the reason for the Yulah Ratzain? Is it to allow Tachnunim? And then the Nafkamina would be like Rabbi Yeager said. In other words, if you're davening b'yichidus, why do we say the first Yulah Ratzain? Is it only to answer Dvarim Shebe Kedusha? Or is it to allow Tachnunim before you take three steps back? I don't know. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say the reason. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say the Svara. Is it because it's not Pashat you could say Tachnunim? Or is it because it's in order to allow you to be mafsik for Dvarim Shebe Kedusha? Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Vav, Mekatzer Va'oila, Hainu, Dahainu Shemafsik Be'emtza HaTachnunim, U'Paisei Al Acharav. That is, you interrupt in the middle of the Tachnunim, and you take three steps back. Ein Choy V'Lomer Tachnunim, Chabam, you don't have to say Tachnunim every single Shemana Esrei. V'Mein Loi Shus of Soya, if you don't have time to take three steps back, V'Loi Amar Yulah Ratzin Kodem Al-Kenet Tzar, and you didn't say Yulah Ratzin before, Toiv Shiyamar Ata Yulah Ratzin Kodem Shiyana Imam. It's good to say Yulah Ratzin before you answer with them. We'll hold it over here. Yeah? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. So tomorrow we have to try to finish Siman Kuf Chav Beis and finish this page on Kuf Chav Gimel. Hatzlach everyone. Kol Tov.
If you're in the middle, if one's in the middle of Elokeinu Shama,
yeah.
Well, are you allowed to stop and see Yilu Ratzain? The answer, but and he realized like he's just coming up and he didn't realize. You let to stop him. Stop in the middle of Elokeinu Shama.
Yeah, L'chaira. Yeah, yeah.
That's what they say by Yom Kippur.
Yeah, that was...
If you're in the middle of a vidui, and they get to Kedusha, so say Yulah Ratzain and answer.
Right, or that's what you say, say the first Yulah Ratzain. You mean you're...
You're not saying it.
What?
You wouldn't say it.
What?
On Yom Kippur, you wouldn't say it usually.
You want your vidui to be a part of Shemar Esrei. But if you already, if they're saying Kedusha, then you say it against Kedusha. I think that's what they say, if I remember correctly.
The Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa says even on Yom Kippur you do say the first Yilul Ratzon. That's his conclusion.
You do.
Yeah, he says in Siman Tafri Zayin Sivkan Tezvav. But Reb Chatzkel, even though he usually said the first Yilul Ratzon, he said for Yom Kippur he was machmer like the Gra.
Yeah.
But the Matei Ephraim says from every Yom Kippur you didn't, and the Shatz got to Kedusha, then you should.
Oh, good. Yeah, the Shalavia on your Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalla B'Yavai, then the Chazan gets to Kedusha.
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.